It's been 400 years since the very first opera hit the stage, and in all those years, the art form has adapted many times to modern media. In the 1920s and 30s, operas were written to be performed on the radio. In 1951, NBC commissioned Giancarlo Minotti to compose Amahl and the Night Visitors for television. Now, a company called Rainy Park Opera is creating works for the internet. Naomi Lewin has more.
It all started over a beer. On one stool, Adam Taylor, a young filmmaker based in Los Angeles. On the other, Scott Joyner, an opera singer working on his doctorate at the Manhattan School of Music.
We had both semi-recently come out of long relationships, and we had both discovered in our 30s this dating app that makes dating so different from when we first started dating, before the millennium.
What's become of the world I know?
Joyner composed the music and sings the lead, a young man trying to connect through Tinder and failing. Hence the title, Connection Lost, L'Opera di Tinder. Joyner's character goes from scene to scene around New York, phone in front of him, and so do all the women he finds.
Hey.
The medium became part of the message when they started filming, says Adam Taylor, who directed and wrote the screenplay. The entire 11-minute soundtrack was recorded first, and the video was shot to fit. Taylor says that turned out to be very handy for the singers.
They're holding the phone in the shots, mimicking the Tinder app, and at the same time, the playback is coming through their phone, so they're holding it right by their face. They're able to lip sync it, and we edit the film and we place the original recorded tracks over the lip syncing and put it together that way.
It felt very millennial to me.
Heidi Whaleson is the opera critic for the Wall Street Journal.
It just puts opera in a different medium. And since that medium is something that so many people participate in, then why not have opera as a, you know, integral part of that medium?
The brevity of most Tinder encounters, deciding whether to meet someone based on their photo and then swiping left or right, is mimicked in the opera.
Hello.
The Tinder opera is scored for 10 female singers, 2 male singers, a pair of pianos, and a string quartet. Everyone volunteered their services, so the entire budget was just $2,000. After the opera debuted last April on YouTube, a backer offered to pay for a sequel. With a cast dominated by women, Taylor immediately thought of The Bachelor.
The Tinder opera sort of talked about how the phone has devolved our ability to interact on a relationship level. The television, or more specifically a show like The Bachelor, has sort of destroyed this idea of marriage where, you know, two people can meet on a television show and on the last episode they get married.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Anyone want to watch Game of Thrones?
Much to Joyner and Taylor's surprise, Opera Carolina in Charlotte staged the Tinder opera this past fall. Next season, they're doing it again as a double bill with the Bachelor Opera. Critic Heidi Whaleson.
The operas that were written for television didn't mean that you never saw it in the theater again. The operas that were written for radio didn't mean you never saw it in the theater again. So, you know, the operas that are purely online, it's the same thing.
A month after the Tinder opera debuted online, the New York-based ensemble Experiments in Opera premiered 5 video works in a theater. And later this spring, a West Coast project called Vireo will release an episodic opera online and on public television. Tinder Opera co-creator Scott Joyner is thrilled by the activity.
We're all trying to integrate this old singing art form with a new visual film television medium, but the results of the few people doing it are wildly different.
Joyner and Taylor's next work will be, what else? L'Opera di Facebook. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Lewin.